Good morning. It's Friday morning. It's 7:38. It's not 7:38. Yes, it is. It's 7:38. January 16th, a Friday in the year 2014. It's also not 30 degrees. 18. The official temperature is 18. It was somewhat warmer than that when I left the house. And I think it's gotten colder since I left. Honestly, I think the temperature has gone down. It's really cold this morning. It feels really cold. I didn't put on my long johns this morning, so my legs are not as protected as they were yesterday. I'm wearing a thermal shirt underneath a fleece, underneath my parka. And I'm still cold. My fingers are having a hard time maintaining. It was a gorgeous morning. Oh, it was a beautiful sunrise. And unfortunately, by the time I got home from dropping off the kid at school, yay, she went to school, the beautiful sky on fire image had faded to the one you see this morning. It's kind of got a little bright spot in the middle and then mostly gray. It was quite lovely. There's a big band of black clouds off over the mountains. I don't know if we're going to get precipitation later or if they'll leave all their moisture in the mountains. Don't know. So this time next week, this time next week, I will be down in Colorado Springs for Cosign. I had these great hopes that I was going to be able to get Ravenwood together in time to have some shipped to me. And, it's not looking like it's going to happen. I've still got about a third of the book left to mark up. Then I've got to do the edits and then send the files over to CreateSpace and give them 24 hours to approve them before I can order the books. And even with expedited shipping, I'm not sure I can get the copies sent. I'm going to try to get the markup done today. If I can get it done early enough in the day, I could probably do the file corrections this evening and file the corrected files. And maybe I'll have them back in the morning tomorrow, in which case I could place the order and get expedited shipping and have them be here by Thursday. I suppose the alternative would be to have them shipped to the hotel, but unless it's Friday, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get them delivered on Saturday, and the last thing I need is to have them delivered the following Monday when nobody's there. So, yeah, I don't know. You know what? We do what we do. We punt on the rest. I got the share books. Those are the most important books for this convention anyway. I toyed with the idea of ordering like 5 extra proof copies and having them overnighted. Because if I order those this morning, they probably would be shipped today, which means they'd be here like Tuesday or Wednesday. So I'd have something for the con. Something collectible, even, for the con. But But I'm going to see what I can do about getting the corrections in. Today should not be an unusual day. I'll have to do the pickup at 1:30 with kid because she went to school this morning. But I don't have a lot of other stuff that has to happen today, which is kind of a bonus. But I still have something over 100 pages to go on a 350-page book. So I'm about two-thirds of the way through. And if the back half isn't any worse than the front half, I could potentially make this happen. Particularly if I don't order many copies. If I order 5 copies or maybe 10 copies, they don't have as long a production time, which means they can overnight them, and perhaps I'll get them on time. Four cars this morning at this strangest, most busy intersection on my walk. Second most busy. Very strange. I'm hiking along for a couple of reasons here. I'm trying to build up a little body heat. I'm still quite cold. And I'm anxious to get back to get to work, to get a cup of coffee and to settle in with Tanith Fairport. Can't see. My ball cap has gotten pulled down over my eyebrows. Can't see a damn thing. Oh, my neck and back are sore. It's from being hunched over against the cold, I think, trying to walk along. The sidewalks along 34, the main busy road, have been splashed with runoff and frozen. So there's sheets of ice across big chunks of the sidewalk where the water has melted down into the street. The cars have splashed the water back onto the sidewalk. It was very tough going there for a bit. Monk Post. We won't dawdle this morning. Yeah, it's almost entirely overcast. There's a streak of blue behind me off to the west over the mountains. There's some broken cloudiness showing off to the east where I took the picture this morning. But pretty much all around everywhere else, particularly to the north, looks like there might be some breaks in the clouds to the south. But it's a very gray day. And part of it, of course, is that it's still quite early in the morning. It's not even, well, it might be 8 o'clock by now, but I am not going to take my gloves off to manipulate the phone to see. What a day. Somebody's doing laundry this morning. So all things considered, this hasn't been a bad week. It's been kind of an iffy month at times, but it looks like we're getting back on track. It feels like I'm getting back on track. I spent a lot of time yesterday dealing with the school and the younger daughter's schedule. She's gone to school this morning and has made an appointment with the counseling office to see what she needs to do in order to make this happen. And it looks very much like we've been able to adjust her schedule to the point where she really needs one class. She might need two. She may need a math credit. But she needs a math and a science credit, which we believe to mean one course and not two half-credit courses. And then she can graduate. But then next year, she doesn't have to graduate now. She can graduate with her class next May. And I'll have to miss Balticon again. But she can graduate with her class next May and only take the classes she likes over the course of the school year, so she could take choir and acting, any other elective she might feel like she wants to take, like maybe there's a stage design class or something that she wants to do. But she'll have enough credits to graduate starting the year, so it's just a question of having her senior year be her play year, and that would be good for her. She's got the lead, or one of the leads, in the musical Once Upon a Mattress. She has the Carol Burnett role as the queen. She's never seen the movie. I'm sure she knows who Carol Burnett is, but I'm pretty sure she's never seen any of the Carol Burnett performances. And I have to say, that's a wicked, wicked choice, because she has her own stage presence, her own sense of comedic timing, her own ability to bring the funny. In The Bold, the Young, and the Murdered, which is the stage production they did in the fall. Really? Was it just in the fall? Yeah, well, it was just in the fall. She played the Dowager actress in this soap opera murder mystery. And she's supposed to be a little bit off, having a little hard time discovering which parts of the show and which parts of real life. And she has a very strange sense of humor. She names her dogs. Like, I think one of her dogs' name was it Richard Nixon? Something like that. President Harry Truman or something. That was something peculiar anyway. But one of the pieces of stage business that she brought to it was as people were getting bumped off, and they were regularly being bumped off, the cast was being killed, the crew was being killed, as they discovered each new body, she would just nonchalantly walk over to the body while everybody was expostulating about who could have done it and why, and all of the problems with it and all the rest. She'd steal their shoes. The first time she did it, she was like, wait a minute, did she just steal those shoes? And then, like, there's like three corpses, and I think she's the fourth one. It's like three corpses, and she stole all her shoes. And it was hysterical. It was funny as hell. A little tidbit of absurd in this hugely absurd play. It was quite fun. So I'm looking forward to what she might do with the Queen and Once Upon a Mattress. It's not the first time that Greeley has done Once Upon a Mattress. They've done it at least once before. I suspect it's one of those plays that they can get pretty cheap, so that is a factor. And I suspect it's also one that has a full score, so that they can use the orchestra, the band, and it's got a lot of dancing, and they can use all of that. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be an excellent performance, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to is the next 9 weeks or so of dragging her back to school at 7 o'clock. And going back to pick her up again at 10. And 10:30 as the production gets closer and closer. But for her, having the end be in sight, having this semester be the last semester where she has to take a lot of bullshit classes that she doesn't really like, she doesn't really want to take, she's not going to be forced to attend school for long hours to do things she doesn't want to do. Which is both good and bad. I mean, there's a lot to be said for the mindset that I grew up in, which was, well, look, you're going to spend most of your life engaged in activities that you don't really want to do, and most of the time with people you don't really like, so you may as well figure out how to cope with it now, which was quite literally something I was told by a guidance counselor. My father had a different perspective. His perspective was, well, you're going to work the rest of your life. You may as well find something you like doing, because nobody gets paid enough to do it for the money. And that was actually really good advice, and advice that I wasn't actually able to appreciate until much later. But once I did, that really opened a lot of doors for me. It's like, yeah, okay, it's work, but it's something that I like to do, so I'll go do it. And because it's something that I like to do, it's not quite so terrible. At any rate, 2023, into this recording, I am at the back gate. It's a cold and lowery day, and I need my cup of coffee. But tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.